women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again. It's so good to see you. This is sort of a lazy day for me. I'm tired. How about you? I just can't seem to get any pep and get going, so I'm glad that we can just stop and think about the things of the Lord. I've been reading you so many difficult things to read about Mrs. Riplinger and all that, that I thought it'd be nice to have a big change of pace and just think about Jesus, to think what he has done for us. I would hasten my escape from the windy storms and tempest. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and rest. I get so tired. Some days the tempest rages and I call for him to still the storms, but I forget he is in the tumult with me. Gertrude Samern has written The Touch of Jesus. He touched the leper there that day. He touched the dead man on the way. He touched cold hearts to weep and pray. The wondrous touch of Jesus. He touched the woman with his power. He touched the multitude that hour. He touched the loaves and made them more. The wondrous touch of Jesus. He touched my heart and made me free. He touched my eyes and made me see. He touched my mind with liberty. The wondrous touch of Jesus. He touched my will and made it bend. He touched my voice, his praise to send. He touched my soul eternally. The wondrous touch of Jesus. His holy touch, his tender touch, this touch of God in Christ for me, from heaven to earth, from God to man, he touched us with his great hand. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for that hand of Jesus who reaches out and touches us when we are in distress, when our hearts are stirred to wonder and fear, when our minds are at loss. He touches us and brings peace and brings sanity and brings contentment and joy. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Savior who came to this earth and said, I want to be your Savior. Thank you for Jesus. In his name, amen. Dear girl, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Or are you walking about lost and undone and not knowing anything about the wonderful redemption that he has for you? I don't know. I have written daily blessings, and they have meant a great deal to me this year. I wrote them last year, and this year I'm correcting them and publishing them. And if you want them, you just have to get on my email address, and you get them automatically this year. I was very challenged by yesterday's reading. You know, after you don't see something for a year, you forget what you've said. But 2 Samuel 22:7. I found deliverance in distress. And this is what David the king wrote. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. So much had happened to David since we first met him. That meeting came about at the time that the prophet Samuel anointed David to be king, our first meeting with him. He was a shepherd boy, remember? The youngest of Jesse's family. We watched him kill Goliath as he had the bear and the lion out of the sheep fields. We saw him play his harp for the spiritual soul hunger of King Saul. We noted his close friendship with Saul's son Jonathan. We were amazed how he felled scores of Philistines as an exchange to be wed to Saul's daughter. We couldn't help but notice how the Israelites favored him to be their king. David's victories in battle were something to behold. They were numerous, His bravery was great. We sorrowed when he committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband killed in battle. We saw the downfall of morals within his own family. The rivalry between the brothers was fierce. Absalom killed a brother to pay back the dead man's rape of his sister Tamar. The fellowship between father and son was never the same. Absalom politicked and won the hearts of his father's subjects, almost taking the kingdom from his dad. We grieved with David as tears flowed like a fountain at Absalom's untimely death. We saw the rivalry between his camp, between some of his followers and David's main general, Joab. Joab killed as easily as most men breathe. We noticed that David did not always approve. We saw David's kindness to Jonathan's crippled son, Mephibosheth. We observed his patience with aged Barzillai, his tolerance of Shimei's cursing, his wisdom in dealing with Sheba, who wanted to be king. We saw his dealings during the three-year famine, his kindness to Rizpah concerning the bones of Jonathan and Saul, as well as the battle at Gath when Goliath's brothers were killed by David's nephew. His life was dotted with wars, unhappiness, and alone time with God. Now today we are blessed with David's devotional thoughts. It was like old times for him, those lonely hours out with the sheep, when the Lord spoke to him mouth to heart. If we did not have chapter 22 of 2 Samuel, we would have forgotten that King David spent quiet time with God. We would have forgotten that David loved the Lord, his shepherd, his rock, his fortress, and his deliverer. David's words concerning the Lord were military terms such as shield, horn, high tower, refuge, and violence. It is good to know, even comforting to realize, that David called on the Lord when he was surrounded by his enemies. He wrote, "When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid." All around him it was like hell. Many who have been in battle say that war is hell. David experienced that torture. Every place he looked while in battle was death. It was before him, behind him, and on each side of him. Even some of his sons wanted him dead. How sad. How very, very sad. Where did David go in his discomfort? He tells us in today's verse, he called upon the Lord and cried to his God. Oh, that you and I would learn this truth. There is only one place to go. Why do we forget? That place is to God. Even though we are in the midst of floods and earthquakes, as well as strong enemies and personality and personal and battles, the Lord can deliver us from such strong distress. Water by the way of Edom. Behold, I will do a new thing now. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. There is nothing impossible with him. No matter how barren is our desert, he will make a way where there is an impasse and a river where the well runs dry. The most bleak circumstance is refreshed by his presence. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you after reading this devotional, and I'm very moved. I think of King David and his life. He was a man of war, a man of battle. He saw blood. He killed. He escaped from being killed. He had family problems, so many. He had personality problems. And yet God, in his great distress, he would take time out and be with thee. And he would find you his rock and deliver his high tower, his horn, his whole safety. This speaks to me, God, for so often I forget to get away in the busyness of life, in the confusions of life, in the hurts of life. And I forget, Lord, to get away and be with thee. And see thee as thou art, my God and my King. Oh, I pray for the girls out there that are listening to me. They have deep problems, Lord. I don't know them. Their problems, they know them. They keep them to themselves. But God, you can look right down into their hearts and you see. Father, help them first to trust thy Son as Savior, and then to run to thee for escape and comfort. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Sunday I sang a song in church. I do not like to sing songs that I don't mean. I was going to sing something else, but if I'd sung it, it would not have been the truth. And I thought, Lord, what should I sing? And that Saturday morning before Sunday, all of a sudden, this old song came to me. Words by Edward Hopper and music by John E. Golsey. Or maybe it's Gould. I want to sing it for you. Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shore. Chart and compass come from thee, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. As a mother steals her child, thou can hush the ocean wild. Boisterous waves obey thy will, when thou sayest to them, be still. Wondrous sovereign of the sea, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. If you're discontented and unhappy, and your place and purpose grows dim, there's always a ship at Joppa if you don't want to stay and win. If you turn from the task of the present to follow a beckoning star, there is always a ship at Joppa to take you from where you are. But you'll miss the blessing he gives you if you wander away from his place, for there's a fare to be paid at Joppa if you do not remain in your place. That was written by Gertrude Sanborn. There's always a fare to be paid at Joppa if you do not remain in your place.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you?